Blog Talk Radio.
Convention to Zebra Dentist by Stephen L. Bobo.
Everybody, Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will. Hopefully Flavor's in here. If you're there, Flavor, please chime in. Let me know you're there so we can go ahead and rock this on out. Our number here is 319-527-6060. That's 319-527-6060. This is the Bozilla Blog Talk Radio Show. If you guys have anything to say,
boss?
Come on in. Yes, sir.
Hey, boss.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, boss. The number is to call in. It's 563-999-3511.
I'm sorry. I read the wrong one. I'm sorry. Say one more time for the cheap seats.
All right. Our number is 563-999-3511.
All right, everybody. So, is she in? Hello? Hello? Hey, Flavor.
Can you hear me?
Flavor, what's going on? She's here. I heard her.
Howdy there. Howdy there, Bozilla.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Flavor, introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who I'm speaking to.
What's up is free at last. That's what's up. What's up is winning the war on poverty, achieving the dream. To God be the glory. I thank your audience and you for the opportunity to bring you some of the best revelations of our century, and that is you, taxpayer, you, voter, are the boss, and that politicians are employees. Stay tuned and hold on, because you never heard it like this before, the raw, uncut truth, 100% facts, and we're going to just get rid of these white supremacist confederates that are destroying our country and our lives, and I'm just glad for the opportunity to help wake up and empower the citizens of America. Time to make America great again. Yes, sir.
A lot of people say,
I'm sorry,
a lot of things.
Should I introduce myself?
No,
my fault.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Flavor. Go ahead and introduce yourself. They don't know who you are.
I'm sorry. I just jumped into the purpose and the cause. I'd like to introduce myself, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joanna Flavor Collins, better known as the Harriet Tubman of Felons. But I say I'm the Harriet Tubman of taxpayers, because that's what felons are, taxpayers. I'm a self-proclaimed political reporter, investigative reporter, putting out the information on pulpit pimps, community con artists, and political Ponzi scammers. And it's my pleasure to be a part of the 21st century civil rights movement.
All right, all right. You know what? And you're exactly right, because that's exactly what's going on. Too much pulpit stuff. You're right. People need to understand that more than just what you talk about. You have to be out there fighting. And my girl right here told me a long time ago, we've been talking for a minute, and we've disagreed on some things and stuff like that, but she is right. We need to stand up and take what is rightfully ours. We are the boss. The people who we supposedly put in office work for us. And last time I was on a march, I said that. And I was standing right in front of the State Hall here in Ohio, the community center here in Columbus, Ohio, and I told them, they work for us. You cannot tell me I can't vote just because I'm a felon. And that's what we also want to talk about tonight, too, if once we have enough time. So go ahead and speak that on. We want to talk about that right there. That's the main thing I want the fellas to understand. You can't vote.
Well, the first thing I like to indicate is that simply that homosexuals have recently got their rights called gay rights in this country, and they fought for it forever. And what they did was they finally woke up and realized, why would we be begging, pleading, negotiating with, and petitioning our employees? So I just want to break down quickly what an employee is. An employee is, so everybody can identify. Everybody has heard of Walmart. They know that. If a store manager of Walmart, he has the keys, he has the code to the safe, but he does not own the store. He cannot do what he wants to do. He cannot take home 10 big screen TVs. He cannot take home 10 shopping carts full of food and just tell everybody, hey, I'm the manager. I'm the boss. Well, this is what has happened in our country, because people, literally taxpayer citizens, think that, you know, George Washington is still the president, because that's when this country had leaders and they were the boss. But now in the 21st century, the 20th century, the end of it, we, the taxpayer, are literally the boss. They say it all the time. You can Google it. Politicians say, you, taxpayers, are the boss. But what does that translate into? Well, we have no oversight. We allow our employees. Imagine all companies operated this way, that they just allowed their employees to do whatever they want. They would end up going home with 10 big screen TVs. They would end up leaving with 10 shopping carts full of food. That's why all companies have oversight. We're the only ones that allow our employees to dictate and to commit treason against us at will in our face. No jobs, no housing, no votes. Well, this is the end of no. No equals no election, no re-election. We don't have time to allow political Ponzi scammers to commit, what are they doing? Pardoning themselves, committing crimes of the century. We allow them to pardon themselves. We're calling for an end. I call it the CPA. Anyone can call it what they want it. I'm calling it the Citizen Protection Act. And simply put, that will stop with a lot of what we have. We're overspending, just outright discrimination, disenfranchisement of us, the employee. So once again, I'm sorry, the boss. Once again, the employee is the politician, and that means that they have to ask us. We have to hire them. If they were the boss, there would not be a process for them to go through in order to obtain these or hold these political positions, these powerful political positions that we have not restructured nor have determined how they should be. For instance, right now they're trying to fine people for COVID. People are unemployed. So why would we be giving people a fine? Why aren't we giving our citizens and us taxpayers a mask? We don't. Why would we give a fine, a fee or a fine? We are what I call, we deal with suffocation laws in this country. We allow them because laws are meant to benefit our society and improve it, not to suffocate you. That's like putting a bag over your head. It's no benefit there. You can suffocate. Well, that's what these laws are. They're not benefiting us. And then we leave it up to a few individuals who, by the way, it's low count numbers. One president, 50 governors, that's 51 citizens, taxpayers like us. Nobody, until we vote them in and give them a powerful position and title, and then they misuse and abuse it and turn around and literally trying to become a dictator and take over and destroy our country, and we're sitting around allowing it. Right now, the only reason why Donald Trump is in office is because this country refused to allow Hillary Clinton to become president. So this is the clown that we've ended up with. This is the proof that we need to restructure and must have oversight committees on all levels, our funding, our spending, our police. Why wouldn't we do it? Every other company, the government is, we're the stockholder. We're the boss, the taxpayer. The politician is the employee. They're the workers of the organization and the company. So why we have no oversight and the structure, what we know needs to be done. This is something that mustn't be discussed, but reformed and changed, hopefully immediately.
I say,
did I say mouthful?
No, you straight, darling. You did what you're supposed to say, and that was great news. So, you know, we need to hear stuff like that because you're right. If you sit back and think about it, here I go. If you sit back and think about it, we, as you say, we are the people who put these people in office. So why do we have to be the ones to sacrifice? If something goes wrong, we're the ones who get punished. Let's think about it for one quick second. Everything that's going on in this country right now is being dictated by one person. And we all know who that person is. And no, I'm not on Facebook, so I can say it. We talk about the man on Pennsylvania Avenue. He tells us what is going to happen. And he doesn't even know himself what's going to happen. He's getting his whole society around him is crumbling. So let's think of it like this. If we, the taxpayers, put people in office, why don't we put people in office that we can dismantle what he is trying to do? He's building a wall, keeping the Mexicans out. But the Mexicans vote for him. So how does that happen? How does that happen? What does that say? Did that mean, are we blinded by what he's saying? He is building a wall to keep you out. Just like we were talking about the other day, Flavor, about the gentleman who has the little company who does the Mexican food. He's all in him, but he is trying to keep his people out. So what does that say about us as people in this country? If we don't have the money, we can't hang out with you? Is that what you're saying? So my thing is this, just like you said, Flavor, we have to wake up sooner or later. And the later we wait, the harder it's going to be able to catch back up. Because this country is slowly, slowly slipping away.
Well, I believe God got this country. I believe this guy got this country on accountability and credibility, meaning the same old say. If you see everybody's falling like dominoes, you know, like all of the you know, this country is full of pedophiles. This is how this country was formulated. People don't know up until a certain point in history, you know, girls were being married and having children. Right now, look at Utah. Why does this country – well, black people, there's a black and white issue. When black people commit crimes, they're demonized. When white people commit crimes, they're vilified. They're portrayed. They're put on shows and TV, and they make money. We don't have any positive things on TV. But at the end and the beginning of the day, felons who are disenfranchised have to realize they're the taxpayer and that they are not to be denied anything. Because why can't you get employment, housing, or rights, but or you can't have it, you can't have a vote, but you have to pay taxes. So we're planning on doing the million taxpayer felon march as soon as possible, along with the Felon Freedom Fund for people to donate and realize that freedom isn't free, meaning that we can, if homosexuals can go nationwide and get gay rights, whatever that means, then what the heck are we waiting on? There's nothing to wait for. Donald Trump has proven that he is an idiot, and that idiots are allowed to control and run our country. No, we have to control and run our country because he's the best example. Like, most people hate him. I really like him because I couldn't pay to talk about or tell people the idiotic things that he's done. But he's proving them every day. And as somebody quoted, that if Donald Trump told them to his supporters would eat SHIT sandwiches. Well, that's not even a joke. The joke is us allowing his white Confederate behind to continue to go on about things and Twitter. Who is a president? How unprofessional is that? They've allowed it. Imagine Obama. All I want to do is a show called If Obama Did It. If Obama did anything this fool has done, they would have cried bloody murder. It would have been no way. But that's okay because Trump has woken this country up in a way that no other politician or employee ever has done. By the way, I apologize. We have to use the correct words. Stop calling them politicians and refer to them as employees and refer to ourselves as the boss, which we are. We're not a felon, a returning citizen, a formerly incarcerated citizen. And by the way, why do we have all of these nonprofit organizations and agencies that have not come up with one form or one solution, but they keep writing books, they keep doing seminars? Why are they steady on TV as though they have a solution when, in fact, They keep trying. Well, they don't even realize they're the boss. So I call that Jim Jones. Remember, Jim Jones was a leader too, and people did follow him, and that's what Trump is. They're more like Jim Jones leaders. Go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. And, you know, you sit back and think about it. Also, convicted felon returning citizens, we don't get the respect. You know, we might have made a mistake in the back, but more. How many times have we tried to come out and try to – how many times have convicted felons tried to get a loan to start a business? You know, that's the main thing. We need someone to step out and come out and help us as felons to help us see the light. Because, first of all, we don't see it because you keep us blindfolded, because you try to tell us what we can and cannot have. And once you've done your time, it's over with. Let it go. Let's go. Let's get this stuff back up to where it goes. Because, good Lord, I've been out of prison 4 years. And if it wasn't for my disorder that I have, multiple sclerosis, I would never even be able to get a job. Couldn't get a job. I was trying to coach Pee Wee football, and they said, you're a convicted felon. You couldn't even do that because you have a felon. They do not want you around certain things. They don't want you around banks. They don't want you around this. They don't want you to do this. They don't want you to do that. But if I don't work, you're going to try to hit me with all kind of penalties and stuff like that. What if you have, when you get out of prison, you got to pay restitution? You got to pay restitution. How are you going to pay restitution if you can't get a job? But if you don't get a job, you don't get restitution, they're going to lock you right back up. It's a complete circle that people need to understand. You have to get off that wheel of prison. It's a wheel of prison because that's all they want you to know. You're going to go right back because they told me the day I walked out, we'll see you back in a couple of years. I ain't been back since. I rolled past it, but I ain't been back. So you lying. Don't put that in these guys' heads and women's heads. You don't have to go back. If you want to go back, you choose to go back. You don't have to go
well,
back.
Well, we're trying to work on a hotline out here that that will allow taxpayers to understand how to communicate. What people are really suffering from is post-traumatic, this riot, this racial issue, post-traumatic police stress disorder, post-traumatic political stress disorder, and post-traumatic prison stress disorder. And we have gotten it and let the politicians give it to us. This is such a simple recipe, and I'm so excited by the fact that the Lord has revealed that he's answered our prayers. Because why is everybody fighting for justice and saying no justice, no peace, instead of no equals no election, no reelection? When they say no, they got to go. We did not hire them to take away our rights, our housing, our jobs. Matter of fact, why are they even hired? They have no jobs. They have no housing for us. They have nothing to improve our lives. Why have we allowed these political Ponzi scammers to keep, and they're earning how much money? While we're sitting up here, we need an automatic livable wage adjustment. I'm calling for a Citizen Protection Act, CPA, automatic livable wage adjustment, claiming felons on taxes. 15 now, not 2026. Anybody fighting for weed legalization, we'd be better off without them. Whatever we want goes. Matter of fact, this open society has proven it. Homosexuals have proven that if they got rights, we ain't going to let them deny employees. Deny us nothing. To God be the glory.
That's so true. What my whole thing is this: we are so quick. Like we were just watching a show, not a show. Somebody just sent a tape on Facebook. It was some black man and black woman and her children at a hotel in Ohio, and they're at a Holiday Inn. I said it's Holiday Inn Express. They're at a pool. Caucasian people did not want to sit in the pool with them because they said it was just too many kids and all that type of stuff, because you know we got to have that 5 feet distance. And they were leaving, so they made a big stink about it and just blew up over a bang. And it just makes me understand, you know, if you, they trying to say she didn't pay for her room, and she had the receipt that she paid for the room. The manager didn't even want to see the receipt. He just took the other person's word for it. And the manager was a Iranian. Now, does he understand that back during 9/11, you were a hot topic? If you walked into an area, you were getting on the plane. They were watching you like a hawk. You failed to realize you were coming from where we are now. They don't like you like they don't like me. So why are you dogging me? That's what I want to know. People understand. Please let me know, what is it that makes us as African-American people, men and women, different than somebody else? We bleed the same. Why do you want to put us out there? Not all of us act the same way. That's all that I need to know.
I think
it's
that
all Danielle. Go. Go ahead, Danielle. Okay. Blaise, you got anything else? Okay, I go on. I keep on going on. So people, just let me know what you think. Please chime in. If you're there, chime in. Let us know, because I could be completely off base. But there's so many things that I've seen that's not off base. It's going back to what I said, that we as the people, or the employee, as Flavor says, the boss, you tell me, you let them just tell me what to do. We need to wise enough and see what we can do as a whole. Quit fighting one another. Quit pulling the trigger against one another. And here's another main thing I want to talk about also. Why are we saying Black Lives Matter and we're the main one pulling the trigger on each other? How can Black Lives Matter?
Oh, you know I want to talk about that. You know I want to talk about that,
bro. Hit it up. Although they don't want to talk about that. You're right. Don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. But my thing is, you want to say Black Lives Matter, walking down the street, holding signs, taking pepper spray, taking rubber bullets, but 2 or 3 weeks later, you just pulled a gun and shot me in the parking lot. So how my life matter to you? You don't care, because it's not offending you. So you're just showing right there. That's why they look at it like, oh, well, here they go again. And that's what they say, here they go again. And Blaise was right, because for a while I was like, you know, I don't think we need a protest. But you're right. We can't protest if we can't work together.
No.
I agree with you, Blaise. You're 100% right, because I know you told me that. And we did have a disagreement about that. But you're right. But you're sure enough to shoot me. One of my brothers will kill me. But you don't want to fight together. But you let the people tell us all kinds of N-words and all that type of stuff. But what, Black Lives Matter? How come we don't matter to each other? You shoot me. What? How's that go? Explain that to me.
Go ahead, Flav. I know you.
Well, you know, I say Black Lives Matter sometimes. You know, Black Lives. That's what
right.
They mean. They say Black Lives Matter. I mean, we already were on this. We already was on the Black Lives Matter thing like not too long ago. So why are we back here once again? They can't get it right. Well, they haven't even identified the fact that Confederates are running our country. So how would they know anything else? Mind you, these are educated dummies with PhDs, masters, and EDUs, and they still sitting here talking about 400 years, reparations, and they don't even know how to identify who the real master is. So I wish black people would get on Black Alive 365, because that's what we are. We don't got to beg them white folks for nothing. They employees. What you still begging for? Why are you begging for black history to get integrated into the schools? Because they don't know that the superintendent and the school board are employees. And they have to do what they're told and what the taxpayer and the people want. See, people are so used to asking. They're not used to understanding who actually is the boss. Now, if we stop putting fists up and fake phony signs, we're Black Lives Matter when y'all was killing each other over Popeye chicken sandwiches. We're Black Lives Matter. Matter of fact, where's gun rights and control? All these years, they've been gangbanging. Oh, now when people start shooting up white folks in movie theaters instead of black people killing black people on corners, same amount of people, now all of a sudden you want gun control. This hypocrisy is, and this chaos is getting just what it deserves, and it's called COVID. You can't see it. You don't even know what to do about it. But all knee gonna bow, all tongue gonna confess. The feral-hearted and the wicked are doing and have done and reigned for a long time. Well, now it's time for free at last. It's now time. Matter of fact, Why would we allow the oppressor or the problem to determine how much money our freedom and time is worth? I'm saying for every year that someone is wrongfully convicted or incarcerated, it should be no less than $1 million per year reparation. Now, that's a law to pass.
That will stop it. That will stop it. You're right. That will stop it. That'll make people look, they'll look into it a lot better when you start hitting them in the pocket. And like what I said before, how you stop this is hit them in the pocket. Don't fight them. Take their money. Because they don't know how to react
when
you take the money.
Yes, oh, I got something awesome to tell you. I got something awesome to tell you. Ooh, it just happened not even an hour ago, Bo. Check this out. I received a call. You know I'm here in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, I'm from Free North, Philly, folks. How y'all doing out there once again, Bozilla listening audience? Y'all getting listed today, and I appreciate this opportunity to bring all the way live to you. I just got a call back from Tampa City Council. And Mr. Orlando, who agreed to have a meeting because I was very calm, cool, and collected when I explained to his aide that we were putting out a flyer, Taxpayers for Change. That's who we are, 866-909-2929. It's nationwide, 866-909-2929, Taxpayers for Change, that we are going to ask the city council members. We're going to have a photo. They're all their photo, you know, one group photo, and it's going to say, which one of these city council members will not be returning and will be eliminating themselves from a political career, meaning they're committing political suicide. Why? Because whoever continues to disallow us, the taxpayer, the right to earn money will be gone. Because in this city and in this state, you cannot solicit. What does that mean, folks? That means you cannot sell popcorns, peanuts, apples, oranges, newspapers, water, even Avon. No solicitation. Hello? So why do we have seven city council members who have no, it's not like in Florida or Hillsborough County, Tampa, they say you can't find a job, you automatically qualify for a little check or, you know, like a little unemployment check. There's no such thing. So why would we allow an employee who goes home to an awesome home, apartment, condo, who probably drives to work in a Prius paid for by your hard-earned tax dollars, why would we allow them to deny us the right to earn a living to do the same thing? Come on, people, wake up. Somebody say amen.
You know what?
I mean, the pulpit pimps get y'all to say amen all the time.
Right. Right. Daniel, how much time we got left, darling?
Hey, Ms. D, how you doing?
Well, 48 seconds to go, guys. But Flavor, we want to do a part two to this because we're running out of time. Because next month I will be going to a full hour. I want to also talk about here in a couple days, I'm going to be talking about the school boards, what's going on now with the schools not having no schools this coming
fall. You
know
I'm going to say something about that. Oh,
yeah, these kids right now are not going to be in school, and it's just crazy. You know, we need to realize because you are holding us back. But here we go again. Certain schools will have certain rules. I know the Columbus City schools are not going to be in school system. Danielle's going to chime in on that because she has a son that's in it. I want to have her tell you about everything that's going on there. So, guys, we're about to sign off here. Flavor, once again, tell us about your little organization that you got going on with the phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's Taxpayers for Change and Jobs for USA Felons and Teens, a way out, not a handout. And Taxpayers for Change is we are the boss and that politicians are employees and that no equals no election, no reelection. That's our slogan, Taxpayers for Change. And real quick about the school, why would we allow all these political employees to go on Zoom and discuss putting and throwing our kids back under the bus? Don't do it, parents. Don't fall for it. You don't have to. Why would they discuss it online and then have the audacity to say it's safe to put your kids in school? Why aren't they meeting in person? Because it's not safe. Don't fall for it, America KKK. Thank you, Bozilla.
That's right. No problem. 10 seconds, guys. I want to say thank you for tuning in, but stay tuned. There'll be part two to this. And also, Danielle will be back on sometime soon to talk about the school board stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Much love. Bozella out.